أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة من أمرهم ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. وإذ تقول للذي أنعم الله عليه وأنعمت عليه أمسك عليك زوجك واتق الله وتخفي في نفسك ما الله مبديه وتخشى الناس والله أحق أن تخشاه فلما قضى زيد منها وطرا زوجناكها لكي لا يكون على المؤمنين حرج في أزواج أدعيائهم إذا قضوا منهن وطرا وكان أمر الله مفعولا. ما كان على النبي من حرج فيما فرض الله له سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا. الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله وكفى بالله حسيبا. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا. ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين ودع أذاهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله.
کیوں کر نہ میرے دل میں ہو الفت رسول کی, کیوں کر نہ میرے دل میں ہو الفت رسول کی, کیوں کر نہ میرے دل میں ہو الفت رسول کی, مولا الفت رسول کی جنت میں لے کے جائے گی, جنت میں لے کے جائے گی, جنت میں لے کے جائے گی چاہت رسول کی, کیوں کرنا میرے دل میں ہو الفت رسول کی, مولا الفت رسول کی. چلتا ہوں میں بقافلے والوں, رکو ذرا, چلتا ہوں میں بقافلے والوں, رکو ذرا, ملنے دو بس مجھے بھی, ملنے دو بس مجھے بھی اجازت رسول کی, ملنے دو بس مجھے بھی اجازت رسول کی, مولا اجازت رسول کی, کیوں کرنا میرے دل میں ہو الفت رسول کی. کیا تاج تاج گنبد, کیا خوب ہے نظارے, کیا تاج تاج گنبد, کیا خوب ہے نظارے, ہے کس قدر سہانا ہے, ہے کس قدر سہانا ہے یہ جام پیاری پیاری, یہ جام پیاری پیاری. یا رب دکھا دے آج کی شب جلوائے حبیب, یا رب دکھا دے آج کی شب جلوائے حبیب, ایک بار تو عطا ہو, ایک بار تو عطا ہو زیارت رسول کی, ایک بار تو عطا ہو زیارت رسول کی, مولا زیارت رسول کی, کیوں کرنا میرے دل میں ہو الفت رسول کی, بولو الفت رسول کی.
ماشاءاللہ. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم, ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم, مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم, يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا, مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين, بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحمي. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: لقد كان لكم فيهم أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر ومن يتولى فإن الله غني حميد. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. إيشاي سوتن؟ أفبس أزاك. First we'll translate this beautiful poem rendered by the student, mashallah, very beautifully as well. Chahat Rasulullah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki. The desire, the love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is one of the most foremost faraz in our lives, to have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But unfortunately, many of us, the thought of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't come to our mind. His love doesn't come to our mind. In fact, ulama have written, from amongst the duties of a mother, many of her duties, one is this, to cultivate in her children the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But our condition is that our children don't even know who is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the love of the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sa'adat, who we call the Sayyids. And then to create the love of the recitation of the Quran Sharif. Our children, the mother must cultivate in them that they have the love to read Quran Sharif. But to what we create in them, to look at computer games, sports, all other things, that love is what we find in our children. We don't find the love of the recitation of the Quran Sharif of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kyu karna mere dil mein ho ulfat Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kyu karna mere dil mein ho ulfat Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How is it that the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot be in my heart? In other words, it should be a natural thing. But each one asks us, do we find that love? Today we have got love for haram things. We have got love for haram on the internet. We can't give it up. We can't leave it alone. We got love for our sports. We got love for the news. How many of us find, and this is an absolute requirement of our iman, that we should find in our hearts the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jannat mein leke jayegi chahat Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki. It is this love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will take a person to Jannat. At one time, people discussed and had complaints about certain people who do many wrong things, customary things, bid'at, and referring to a group of people that are involved in all these customary things, bid'at, etc., innovations. So Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullahi said, what you are saying is correct from a fiqh, from a point of fiqh, what you are saying is correct, but their nisbat, their connection is much more higher than yours. They are doing those wrong things, but on the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you are stopping them not in the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are stopping them in the light of fiqh, which is correct what you are doing. But the nisbat of love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is much more superior. We don't think of that nisbat, that of the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much we consider anything, any matter. For example, your ustad, it's his son. Oh, the ustad loves my son. So I keep quiet about many things about his son. Your share, he, whatever he loves, his children, his family, you consider these are the family of my share, etc. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his love alone will be sufficient to take a person to Jannah also. But check ourselves and seriously, not just a matter of saying and listening, have I got in my heart the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And love is such a thing that you can't contain it, you can't hide it. Allama Busairi says that as-sahbu, a person who is in love, how can he make kitman? How can he hide his love? Love will show itself. Whatever you love, that will manifest itself in your life. Chalta ho me baqte qafle walo roko zara. I'm walking, and all this group caravan that is going to Madina Sharif, wait a little bit. Don't leave me alone. Take me also with. I also want to go to Madina Sharif. I'm walking, and so, oh caravan people, wait for me a little. I also want to join you. Milne do, bas mujhe ijazat Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki. And when will you go to Madina? When you get the permission from Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hain. It isn't that I decide I'm going to Madina, so I'm going. No, when the visa doesn't come from the Saudi embassy, the visa comes from Rozai Mubarak. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you visa to come and invite to come, then nobody can stop you. And if the invite is not from there, and the visa is not from there, the whole world can give you visas. You can have 10 visas in your passport, but you will be blocked somewhere or the other on the way. One great buzurg, he was going from Makkah Sharif to Madina Sharif, and the king of the time saw a dream that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, stop this person. They stopped him. Again he was going. Again the dream came few times. Then finally they locked him up properly, that you are not allowed to go to Medina. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm not blocking him because of any wrong or anything, but when he comes, I will have to stretch my hand to greet him, and that will cause fitna amongst the people. So when the invite comes from there, nobody can block you. So this is what we must have. That Nabi sallallahu and Allahu Akbar, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has invited you, then you see just your road opening all the time, and how easy it is coming. And before you can imagine, you are already in Madina Sharif, you are already at the Rozai Mubarak. Kya taj gumbat kya khub hai nazare. And when you go there, what are crowns of this people of the world? So crowns, what people have got in the world, what are those crowns compared to a person who's got iman in his heart, in his eyes, the value of the Gumbat-e-Khizra, Sabz Gumbat, the beautiful green dome of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a crown is that? Again, there also we should think, How many of us are in Medina Sharif, but we are worried of the politics of our country, of the world's politics? Watching news is more important. We make it a point that we get our Arab news, we get our newspapers, we have to read newspapers there. How many of us, the sports or kuffar sports is more important for us? That should not be the case. A person who's got the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his 24 hours should be spent there more intensively according to sunnahs, the reading salat or salam on Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those things should attract and appeal to a person. Is qadar suhana, and how beautiful is not this place, the scenery of Medina, the environment of Medina, how beautiful. Now when it, before it rains, that cool breeze that blows, how nice doesn't it make a person feel? But the important thing is to understand and relate it to Allah. We enjoyed it. Our Shaykh Rahimahullah gave us a great teaching. He said, before, whenever a ni'mat of Allah comes in front of you, there are two things in the ayat of the Quran Sharif. First is, fadhkuruni, remember me. And after that is, washkuruli. Think of me, this ni'mat I gave it. You're enjoying this wonderful cool breeze, how nice you feel. But think who gave this ni'mat, that we don't think about. Make shukr to Allah. You get your plate of food in front of you. And yeah, not one plate, how many dishes don't come. But we don't think who is the giver of these dishes. Your beautiful child comes in your hand. You appreciate, you love your child, you kiss your child, you do everything. But also think, who gave me this child? Think of Allah Ta'ala. Fadhkuruni, then enjoy that ni'mat also. And washkuruni, make shukr to me that I've given you this ni'mat. Now the lights went off. Few people read Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi. That was very good. When they came on, who read Alhamdulillah? Then we don't make shukr to Allah. We make dua when we have a problem. When the problem is removed, now we don't make shukr. We don't think of Allah Ta'ala. No, a mu'min must be all the time connected with Allah Ta'ala. Ye jaan piyari, ya rab dikha de aaj ki shab jalwa e habib. Oh Allah, this night show me in my dream Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That also should be a burning desire. Everyone has got that desire, but just very remotely, very not so keen. If a person is keen, he will read every night 500 times Durood Sharif. If he is genuine and he wants to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will follow sunnahs immaculately because he wants to see Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But just a hope, just a wild hope, I hope I also see. That is not sufficient. The genuine desire must be there. And then why is it that you won't see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ek baar to ata ho ziyarat Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke. Oh Allah, at least one time give me the ziyarat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how fortunate is not that person who Allah repeatedly gives him the ziyarat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this very world. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us that muhabbat-e-rasool, ishq-e-rasool, so that we also can have that desire and that burning love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you have it, then why is it that you won't see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your dream? May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In the, our Shaykh, rahmahullah, has explained, said very many poems with regard to the importance, the necessity, the benefits and virtues of following in the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the unique qualities of ulama-i Deoband was the love of sunnah. And ittiba'i sunnah, to follow the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it was in the outward form, from head to toe, they had sunnah in them. Whether it was from morning to night, from birth to death, this is a very, very particular feature of the ulama of Deoband, the love of sunnah, and which results then in the following ittiba of the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. one time our Shaykh was in Bangladesh and Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki, the Ahmed Barakatum, was with there also at the same time. And what I've seen our Shaykh, so much of humility, when on this occasion he told Maulana, you make bayan. He just felt, well, he is a great alim and Maulana Abdul Hafiz is much junior in age to our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, but he told him, you make bayan. And Hazrat was listening to the whole bayan in his room. After that, Hazrat praised him and said, you made very good bayan. And what was his bayan? What the tasawwuf is. The ma lahu wa ma ali. The nitty gritty of the tasawwuf. What is the object of the tasawwuf? Who do you make your shaykh? What must be the relationship with your shaykh? How do you benefit from your shaykh? Your attitude, all those things that he had made bayan. Then Hazrat made one statement. He said, our people generally who follow the ulama of Deoband, they all mante hai tasawwuf. We accept tasawwuf is right. But tasawwuf ko jante nahi. But they don't know what is tasawwuf. And his Hazrat explained, because all our akabir, whoever it was, were all in tasawwuf. Maan Rashid Ahmed Gangoi rahmatullahi alayhi, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmed Madani rahmatullahi, whoever it was, all were in tasawwuf. But we don't know what is tasawwuf. Maulana Thanwi rahmatullahi alayhi on one occasion said, there isn't a single ayat in which there isn't tasawwuf. There isn't a single hadith in which there isn't tasawwuf. But he says we don't know what is tasawwuf. What we regard tasawwuf as karamats, as miracles. If we have to hear, not only the ordinary people, the ulama also today, everyone, that there is a certain buzurg and he flies in the air, all will go mad after him. Oh, this is now a buzurg. But what is flying in the air? A fly also flies in the air. So if flying in the air is nature a buzurg, then you become bad to a fly. And say, Mr. Fly or Mrs. Fly, that you are such a great buzurg, I want to become bad to you. If that is some achievement, a mosquito also flies in the air. Or walking on the water, we hear certain buzurg, he walks on the water, and that will impress us so greatly. So a fish doesn't only walk on the water, it swims in the water. So when become bad to a fish, that you are such a great buzurg. One person who was a murid and stayed in the company of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh for about 10 years. Then he told Hazrat, "Main ab chalta hoon. I'm leaving you, I'm going." Why? What's wrong? He said, 10 years I stayed with you. I didn't see one karamat also. Then Hazrat asked him, this 10 years you stayed, did you see me do anything against sunnah? He said, no, that I never saw, not one action of yours was against sunnah. Then Hazrat said, zalim, and yes, zalim means a good friend, but he's ignorant. He made a stupid decision, you call him a zalim. He says, zalim, that 10 years, you didn't see me do one thing against sunnah. Isn't this a sign of buzurgi? Karamat. Is al istiqamatu fawqa alfa karama. To be steadfast on your deen, on sunnahs, on fulfilling the commands of Allah Ta'ala, etc., is more better than thousands of karamats. Karamats are nothing, but we get impressed with all those things. So anyway, so Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali has written very many poems with regard to the importance of sunnah. And Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali said that every ayat has got the soul, but we don't know what is the soul. Then Hazrat explained, what is tasawwuf? Not to have the knowledge of that ayat, but to act on that ayat. That is all what tasawwuf is. Tasawwuf does not mean that we have to be flying in the air, etc. Tasawwuf is not that you make the hajjud the whole night. One time, by Yusuf Osworth, we asked our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, that at night to go, when you go in sleep, you should sleep with wudu, that is sunnah. So, if we just make tayammum, many ulama have written, you make tayammum. So Hazrat said, no problem, you can make tayammum. Then Hazrat added and said, that is also not necessary. Then Hazrat added, to abstain from guna, that is what is necessary. We, many times, how shaitan deceives us, he let us do the small things. And the big things, we're falling in big guna. And I'm happy that I put surma in my eyes at night before I sleep. I make my wuzu before I sleep. I read 2 rakats of namaz. And all the other gunas that we are involved in, that we don't think about. So the priorities, our priorities are not in order. One lady wrote and she asked that I'm becoming hafiza. So to keep rozas Monday, Thursday is hard for me because I have to be learning my Quran. So Allah gave me tawfiq. I said to become hafiza is not faraz. Your faraz rozas that you have to keep. That is faraz. She wasn't keeping nafil roza Monday, Thursday. Her qaza rozas on Monday and Thursday. So that is important. If you become hafiza, nurun ala nur. But that is not important compared to your faraz rozas. So our priorities generally are not in order. We must get our priorities in order. So anyway, Sunnah Hadrat has written very many poems, the importance, the virtues, the benefits of Sunnah. One poem which Allah in His mercy has made famous in the whole world. Many places I went and I was surprised that the people are saying that poem of Hadrat, which is Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke sallallahu alaihi wasallam hai jannat ke raaste. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. What does this mean? Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke, to follow in the footsteps of Rasul sallallahu, to live your life according to sunnats. That is the road to Jannat. Like if somebody takes the road from here to Richards Bay, he'll reach Richards Bay. He takes the road to Stenger, he'll come out in Stenger. Whichever signboard that road you take, you will reach there. So any person who loves his life according to Sunnahs, he will see, he will come out in Jannat. But that is, one is credit. You'll have to live your whole life. And then the life of the qabr, how long is that going to be? The day of qiyamah, how long is that going to be? After that, inshaAllah, Allah in His mercy will give us all, the whole ummah, Allah will give us Jannah. So it's a long wait. And the other is Jannat sir aankho pe. We love and we want Jannah and we are told. And we make dua for Jannat also. But the Jannat is the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And the creation has got no comparison to the Creator. Allah is Allah Jalla Jalalu. He is Wahdahu La Sharik. He is Laysa Kamithlihi Shay. There is nothing and anyone who can compare with Allah Ta'ala. So Jannat, and Jannat which Allah has made as beautiful and wonderful as it is, Allah can make it 10 times, 20 times more beautiful. Allah has made one Jannat, Allah can make 200 Jannat, but there can't be a second Allah. There can't be another God who is more greater than Allah. There is only one Allah. So by just following Sunnahs, you'll get Jannat also delayed. And you'll get Jannat which is the creation of Allah. And the same Sunnahs will make you get Allah. And you'll get Allah immediately. You don't have to wait. The minute you start following sunnahs, your niyat, you have made a sincere intention. I want to follow sunnahs. For example, a person hasn't got a sunnah beard. But he has determined now, I'm going to keep sunnah beard. And immediately his beard is not going to grow. And it won't grow one first length immediately. But if he has to die, he won't get the guna and he'll get the sawab of keeping the sunnat beard. Though he has died without having kept a beard. But he made sincere tawbah and sincere intention. Our dressing is not according to sunnat. If a person makes now niyat, then not from just anywhere, kurta will fall on you, topi will fall on your head. But you made tawbah, I'm no more going to wear the dress and the ways of the non-Muslims. I'm going to dress according to sunnat. Immediately you already start getting that sawab. So kind is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So by sunnah you will get Allah now, immediately. And Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, "E shakar khushtar ya ke shakar saazat." Is the sugar more sweeter or the creator of sugar? What does sugar know what is sweetness? It isn't its zaati, its own quality that it made itself sweet. Allah put sweetness in it. And if Allah wants to, He can take out that sweetness. And there will be no sweetness in the sugar. And if Allah wants to, Allah can make that same sugar bitter also. Allah Ta'ala can make it sour also. It is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So what is sugar? Sugar is not sweet. The creator of sweetness is Allah Ta'ala. If you got Allah, you don't need sweetness in your tea or anything. And Allahu Akbar, it comes in a hadith sharif. النَّزْرُ سَحْمٌ مِّن سِحَامِ إِبْلِيسِ مَسْمُومِ. This eye, glances of our eyes, the haram, wrong glances looking at woman, or whether it is on the internet, and the porn, and the filthy and dirt, which how many good people are involved in. This year, those glances, sahmum min sihami iblis masmum, they are the poisonous glances of shaitan. They are poisonous glances of shaitan, that is more than enough to show us how evil they are. And they are the poisonous glances of shaitan. So how terrible are those glances? But then, man tarakahu makhafati. A person who will give up that looking in the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah will pay that person. Our Shaykh, rahimahumullah, should say that the heart is the king of the body. And when the heart works, it gets the biggest wages. In the country, you have laborers working, digging trenches, etc., whatever other work, digging a hole. Some places to give job opportunity, they put some to dig holes and the others to fill the holes. Just to give them some job. So anyway, all that, how much do they get for all that? But the king, who sits in an air condition in his office, and he just moves a few papers, make one, two sign signatures, one, two decisions, how much doesn't he get? So the heart is the king. And when the heart works, the highest wages is paid to the heart. What your hands, legs, you do other ibadah, that is also work that you do, working for Allah. But how much do you get for that? When your heart works, and this great desire which Allah has put in a person, and also many people, because we are not related to our deen as we should be, many of us think that the thoughts of guna, the desire of guna is haram. The desire of guna is not haram. Allah Himself says, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورًا. We have put the desires of all that guna in a person. And this is absolutely necessary in order to test a person. If he doesn't have the one time where I was previously in Germiston, the one Mutawalli, we are having some discussion, maybe he was about 50 years old that time, very nice person. So he mentioned that till today I never got a fine, traffic fine, not for speeding, not for indicators, seat belt, parking, nothing. We all were surprised when a person picks up a fine, you know, all the time. Then he said, I never drove a car. So if you don't drive a car, I don't own a car. You don't own a car, you don't drive a car, how can? So if you don't have desire of guna, then how can you? Our Shaykh says, if you go to the Qabristan cemetery and you tell those people, oh, what great buzurgs are they? They don't make one guna also. They can't be a person who can make a guna, and he doesn't make a guna, that is an achievement. And in fact, a person who got greater desire for guna, he becomes a greater wali of Allah when he abstains from that guna. Because his desire is more greater, and he abstains, then he gets higher wages from Allah Ta'ala. Sayyidina Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, ittaqil mahari takun a'badan nas. Oh Abu Huraira, I know you also have desire for haram. Everyone has got that. But you stay away from that. And you will be counted by Allah as the one who made the greatest ibadah. Staying away from guna, that is the greatest ibadah. Our Shaykh puts this in his beautiful way, that in the world you won't find any boss, any owner of a supermarket, factory, anywhere, officers, etc., who tells his workers, those who don't work, I'll give them the most wages. Can anyone ever make that announcement? You'll catch him by his ear and kick him out. You're not working. But Allah announces through His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Hazrat says to commit guna is also work. So don't do that work and you will get the greatest wages. To stay away from guna, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi said that la ilaha muqaddam hai kalma hai tawheed mein. That in our first fundamental kalima to make us Muslims, the first thing is la, negative, no. La. So all the negative things, take them out from your heart. All your desires which you have, your haram, etc., take them out from your heart. La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed mein. Ghair-e had jab jaye hai, when the desire, when all this gunas and all this committing of sin, etc., when that will go out, dil mein haq aa jaye hai. Then you don't even have to invite Allah in your heart. Allah automatically comes in your heart. This glass here, if it is dirty outside, we were eating and your hands were with curry, etc., you caught the glass. And we see the glass is dirty. Why? Because that curry marks. So what the curry, dirt, were you eating dirt? But we call it dirty. Just because those marks are there. And not even inside. You don't want to give somebody in and bring another glass, because the glass is dirty. And it's not dirty inside, outside. You don't want to give. The heart which is dirty inside, how do you expect Allah, who is Subhan, pure, to come in that heart? You just clean that heart and Allah will come into that heart. And when Allah comes in your heart, you will just see everything will change. Like now the lights went off, all of us were waiting, we were quiet. When the lights came on, everyone felt nice again. So the minute Allah will come in your heart, you'll see the darkness which we are involved in. But we don't know it is darkness, that darkness will just vanish. And then you'll be still the same person, Ahmed and Yusuf and Ismail and whatever name. But you'll see your eyes are different. What you see now, you'll see that you never saw it before. You don't have to compare with other people that they didn't, they not seeing. You yourself will see. Wallah, I say, you'll open Quran and you are Hafiz. 20 years you made Taraweeh. Jayyid Hafiz. You're a Mufassir. But now what you'll see in the Quran, when Allah is in your heart, you'll say, I never saw this before. Now what is this what I'm seeing here? And the elevation you'll get, you won't be able to control your feelings and your emotions. You'll burst out in your insight towards Allah. Ya Allah, what damage you have blessed us with. That same food, Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi said, that people who eat simple, our great buzurgs, dar. And today for most of our youngsters, dar, mug is a swear word. If the mother has made mug, mommy, what you made here? Mommy, mug, you're not my friend. I don't like you, mug. I don't like you, dar. This I don't like, that I don't like. You can't, but our buzurg, when they used to eat this, mashallah, Ismail Bey is here, Hafiji, he explained when they were small boys, then the elders in those days, they were in Inanda, great Munshi Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, all buzurgs, his parents, etc. When they should eat this dar and some, and they should, mashallah, enjoy with relish, they should say, hey, the stoppies are lying. where is the enjoyment in dar? But just even this morning, we had breakfast by Ismail Bey's place, and he says, now we realize, in vegetables, what enjoyment there is. And when it is those vegetables that were grown in your yard, don't know all the other funny types of fertilizers and all that, that pure, genuine, that potatoes, what taste they have got, everything. And this is also, I assure you, as Allah will come into your heart, you won't have to be told, don't go for junk food. And you won't have to be told, don't eat all this filth and dirt. What is really, that is what it is. It is just that beautiful outward covering and trimming. And in simple food, as Allah comes in your heart, your iman grows. By nature, you will enjoy this food. You'll enjoy the simple food. And you'll relish it and you'll enjoy it. So, Hadrat says, our buzurgs, when they used to eat, would relish. And when they were asked, for example, why? What is so enjoyable? That who has given it? One time, one person, postmaster, was having meals with Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. One morsel of food, one lukma, fell out of his plate. So Hazrat told him, pick it up, clean it and eat it. So he said, it's beyond me, I can't do that. A plate, something that has fallen out of the plate and I must pick it up and eat it. But see the shan of tarbiyat of our buzurgs also. Hazrat asked him, if the Minister of Post and Telegraph, who is in the cabinet, not only in parliament, he's a cabinet member, he sends you a chocolate and then one piece falls down, won't you pick it? Of course, who sent it? The cabinet minister sent it for me. And not only that, he'll keep the wrapper of that chocolate. And his children will keep it, and their children will keep it, that our father, grandfather, great-grandfather, Minister of Post and Telegraph, send him this chocolate, and this is the proof, they will keep it and release it. So what Allah has sent, and every drop of water, every grain of rice what we eat, is musawwamatan. It is a laser, it is like a laser bomb, that is for who it is meant, it will go only for that person. The, all this, that one drop of water is meant only for you, and Allah has sent it for you. If you have any recognition of Allah, who is so great, so merciful, so kind, so powerful, Allah is Khallaq-e Azeem, who has created what great Qudrat, the seas Allah is, the skies are, the mountains Allah has created. All these things, whether it is all our internet, whether it is all our technology, the creator of this is also only Allah. Then it depends on us how we use it. Allah gives you your rosy, you want to use it in a haram way or in a halal. In fact, the rosy that is meant for you, it is up to you that you earn it in a halal way or you earn it in a haram way. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu stopped at a masjid to make namaz. He was on his horse. Then one Bedouin who was there, he said, look after my horse, security, I'm going to make namaz. So he looked, and on the bridle, something which was valuable, he stole that. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala asked him, he said, no, I don't know anything about it. So what the value was, Hazrat Ali said, my niyat was to pay you so much. But you took your rosy which was meant, Allah fixed it. Instead of taking it a halal way, I was going to give it to you. You took it in a haram way. So rosy of everyone, Allah has fixed it. But it is how we take it. We take it in a haram way or we take it in a halal way. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what was I saying? Yeah. So every drop of water, every grain of our food, Allah has put your name, and that great being who is Khallaq-e Azeem, who is Khallaq-e Aleem, what knowledge Allah has created, Allah who is Rabb, Rabb is who brings things into existence from non-existence. Scientists, their one principle is matter cannot be created, matter cannot be destroyed. According to their poor what they know, that is what they say. But Allah is who creates without that thing being in existence. And if Allah destroys a thing, then Allah finishes it. There is no more any wujud. It doesn't go in the scrapyard. It doesn't go and be thrown away. When Allah wants to destroy something, nothing of it remains. That is Allah. Allah is Khaliq. Allah is Rabb. Allah is Malik, the sole owner of everything. And such a owner, la yus'alu amma yaf'alu, that nobody can question Allah Ta'ala. He does as He pleases. Allah doesn't need a cabinet to make a mashura and decide. Allah doesn't have to call a parliament. So great, that being has sent for you that one drop of your water, one grain of your food, Allah is. So make shukr. So when Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali asked him that, your cabinet minister said, you will make so much of, think who, he realized. Then he picked it up. So in this way, everything that we have, realized from who it is. And for example, if you go and steal a chocolate in a shop, and you eat it, you'll eat it guiltily. That I stole it, I mustn't be seen, I mustn't be caught out, people mustn't find out, etc. You can buy a chocolate and you eat it, you'll eat it happily. You'll enjoy it, I bought it, I'm enjoying it. Now you don't have to hide away and eat it or anything. And your beloved sell you a chocolate and you eat it. The same chocolate, the taste is the same. But for you, that what your beloved had said, what a taste. That what you stole, that how guiltily you don't enjoy it also. What you bought also, there is, but what your beloved sent for you, then one bit of it, you'll also cherish it. And then you'll write to your beloved, oh, the chocolate was wonderful. How I enjoyed the chocolate of yours. Eh? So just like that, Allah is the one, and there is no greater beloved and no greater lover than Allah Ta'ala. But when we realize that, then the dar you eat, simple water, mashallah, that Allah, and what is the dua after drinking water? Alhamdulillahi alladhi saqani, all praises are due only to Allah who has given me to drink this, arban furatan, who had made it sweet and palatable, it just goes down the throat, not difficult to eat or anything. Adban furatan bi rahmatihi, and all because of his mercy. And that mercy is explained, walam yaj'alhu milhan ujajam bi dhunubina. Allah didn't make this water salty. Allah Ta'ala didn't make this water what funny taste it has got. Not like that. On account of our sins, it should have been made like that. But Allah has given us all the time. What wonderful, sweet, cold water we drink. But we don't realize, we don't acknowledge it, we don't make shukr to Allah. Then where are we going to use it after that? In the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala's one ni'mat. So by sunnahs, we will get connected with Allah. We have underestimated, wallah, the value of sunnahs. You make amal on sunnahs, you will get ma'rifat of Allah. You make amal on sunnahs, you will get muhabbat of Allah. Allah has promised it, فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Today the love of Allah is not important for us. The love of my kitchen scheme, the love of my house, the love of small things. One cup the child broke the ear, then it's a big problem in the house today. Anyone just drop some water somewhere, or even worse, anything else that made a stain on the carpet, a big issue, because the love of that is set in our heart. Somebody, the maid, while ironing your clothes, she burnt your dress which you like so much, or your kurta or anything. It's a very big problem. But somebody didn't get up for fajr in the house, it's no real problem. That we must say, one person, he went for fajr namaz. So the people asked him that, where is your son? Where is Muhammad? Where is Abdullah, young boy? So he says that I woke him up till the last minute, but he wouldn't get up. And I was afraid I'm going to miss my Jamaat now. So I had to come away. He said, you know how the youngsters are today. Make dua for him. So they all said, yes, you have to use a lot of diplomacy. Children, you can't be hard on them. Let us all make dua that Muhammad Abdullah get tawfiq to come for namaz. That was 5-6 o'clock fajr namaz. 7-8 o'clock the boy is to get up for school and he's not getting up. Then he doesn't go to the principal and tell him, you know, these youngsters, they don't get up. Make dua that Allah, they get up. Then the belt comes out. That Abdullah, half past 7, 5 minutes left. Muhammad, and then the belt comes out. Now for deen, diplomacy. And for dunya, then we realize the importance of it. So today if we can have the love of deen, and by following sunnah, just start reading sincerely. It just falls on deaf ears that we don't make amal. Read Durood Sharif. Wallah, it will take us. We won't be able to believe where it will take us. So by following sunnahs, we will get Jannat also eventually, inshallah. By following sunnahs, we will get Allah cash. Ek tu mera to har shay meri. If you are mine, O my Allah, everything in the world is mine. Zami meri, asma mera. The earth will be mine, the heavens will be mine. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, Nothing will be mine. Oh Allah, just get Allah Ta'ala. One Buzurg was sitting and they asked him, how's things? He says, what are you asking of that person according to whose wishes and desires everything in the world is happening? So it is outwardly words of kufr. That you are Allah, that according to your wishes and desires, they say, how can you say this? So he said that, when I have made Allah happy and Allah is mine, and whatever Allah wishes, that is what I wish. So everything is happening according to my wishes. The minute you have given yourself to Allah Ta'ala, so the value of sunnats are very, very great. If Allah can let, and then again sunnats, let us not be bluffed also. Many of us, topi, beard, kurta. So we are in sunnat, sunnat lifestyle we are. Those people, they are not in sunnat. People wearing tops and t-shirts and jeans, suits, etc. No, they are not in sunnat. We are in sunnat. Sunnat is not only three things in life. How do we go to the toilet? How do we come out of the toilet? Wallah, going to the toilet according to sunnat will make you a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Such a deen we have been given. Your eating, our eating habits, how much are they of sunnat? But all the sunnats won't come one time in our lives also. Think, make a chart for ourselves. How many sunnats am I practicing? After 1 week, have I increased or decreased? In everything we keep a check. That last year, so much profit we made. This year, how much profit we made. Everything we check. But why don't we check our deen? A person who becomes conscious and checks his deen, that how much am I really performing my 5 times namaz? Like that we all take it for granted that I'm 5 times namazi. But really keep a check. And then the quality of one namaz, nafil, sunnah, faras namaz, if we are sending it to akhirah, no concentration, no devotion. We are sending a picture of namaz. There is no reality in that namaz. It is just an outward picture, but we are not concerned. We are not even worried to improve the quality. If you deliver goods to somebody and the quality wasn't right, what they ordered and what you send, what Allah has ordered and what are we sending? Namaz after namaz, and no thought. My Ustad Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, just to have finished your namaz, that isn't the thing. The thing is, has it been accepted by Allah? That worry to have after that. Today, no concern to improve the quality of our namaz, our tilawat. Dunya's things, my house, it must improve. Now I have to do some renovations, I have to do some facelift, I have to do this. My garden I must change now. New layout of the garden. Everything of dunya, my clothes I'm concerned about. But our deen, jis dab par chal rahe, bas usi dab par chalte rehte hain. Which way we are going, just carry on in that way. No improvement. So this is, if that consciousness can come into us. And just of sunnats I'm talking, not of all the other things. Just the consciousness of sunnat. Among sunnat also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, he is khadim-e khas, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Oh Anas, when you go and sleep at night, if you can clean your heart from all malice, hatred, jealousy, enmity, fights with other people, do it. That is my sunnat. So that is also a sunnat. But today while we are in namaz, we are bad thoughts of other people. And to have bad thoughts, wrong thoughts of women, etc., all evil thoughts, that is haram of course. But worse than that is to think low of somebody. Naaz-e taqwa se phir achhi hai niyaz-e randi. Your taqwa you have got, muttaqi aadmi, you are saving yourself from guna. But if that has brought pride in you, naaz, phir achhi hai usse niyaz-e randi. That prostitute who is selling herself, what a big guna she's making. How, what remarks will we make about her? But if she's crying to Allah, make me maaf, oh Allah. How bad I am, I'm the worst on the surface of the earth. What am I doing? Please Allah, forgive me. She is better than this person who's a big muttaqi, but that taqwa brought pride in him. So this is that inside qualities that is also not only sunnat, it is faras. Naaze taqwa se phir achhi hai niyaze randi. Zahid se phir achhi hai meri ruswai. And a zahid, a person who abstains from luxuries and comforts of this world, who only has to do what the frugal, the very basic things of dunya. Food very simple, house very simple, clothing, everything, just the basics. But if that brings pride in him, then and one person got caught in his guna and was humiliated and disgraced by him anywhere. Everyone, he turned to Allah, make me maaf. That person, in spite of that terrible gunas that he made, because of which he has been disgraced and humiliated, he is better than this person who has got the zuhd. But the zuhd has brought pride in him. So these are also the sunnats that we have to bring within our lives. So Allah Ta'ala says in this ayat, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have undoubted in the Rasul of Allah, in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very perfect example, a beautiful example. You want to do something, then you give me an example of this, give me a sample. You ask, yeah, Allah, he said, I've given you the most beautiful sample. I've sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person travels anywhere in the world and he sees a beautiful lady's handbag or a lady's pair of shoes or a dress which he likes, and if my wife wears this, mashallah, she will look so nice to me. You buy it, you come home, you give it to your wife, she wears it, you feel so nice. And just how she looks with that. What Allah liked the most for His creation, He gave that to Muhammadur Rasulullah. And He said, whoever will now imitate Him, I will love that person. Tere mehboob ke ya Rab, shabahat leke aaya hu. Oh Allah, I've only come with the outward form of your beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Haqeeqat tu isko kar de, main surat leke aaya hu. You make it a reality, oh Allah. I've only come with the form. Who can have in essence that what Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We just come with the outward form. The magicians in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they came with the outward form of Musa alayhi salam that Allah loved so much. And in a jiffy, in a few seconds, Allah gave them that iman which people with great mujahada also cannot reach there. And what was it? And that was the dressing of Musa alayhi salam. A person who will imitate Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what won't Allah Ta'ala give him? Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, an old lady sitting outside on her stoop, she saw a man passing, old lady, and she called that man and she said, have a cup of tea. So he was very surprised, who am I just walking past? So he asked why. She said, you look like my son. And before, because of that, my son is gone. How many days he's not here? You look like him, so I thought, let me give you a cup of tea. Just look like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and see how Allah will pull you towards Him. And Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, is so merciful. Allah says, when you make dua and you can't cry in your dua, Allah is saying in a hadith al-Qudsi that just make your face look like a crying person. In other words, put a mask. And Allah told you to put the mask. Allah said, that is also enough for me. I will even accept that. So merciful is Allah Ta'ala. Just turn to Allah Ta'ala and Allah's mercy will be there. So Allah says, you have a perfect way of life, perfect example in Muhammadur Rasulullah. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. But who? Even now as we are sitting, to who is going to appeal? To who is it that I must make my life like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? My getting up and my sleeping, my eating and my dressing, and not only which clothes I wear, but that I wear them also according to Sunnah. First from the right side and then the left. Your trouser also, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains that your trouser, there are only three ways you can wear it. One is that you wear the left side first. That is shaitan's way. To do it, that is the wrong way. The other is, you hang your trouser between two chairs and you make a runaway in your house. And you take a run like an aeroplane and you jump like a frog into your trouser. Never try it also, you won't succeed also. And imagine a poor 80-year-old lady, if that was sunnah. And she has to now practice on that. How is she going to? Sunnah is so easy, just wear the right side first. Then wear, and for that, Allahu Akbar, take it from me, 100 shaheed sawab in this zamana. So wear the right clothing also, and wear it in the right way also. And then, of course, there are a lot of other adab also. Don't let your clothes bring pride in you. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person wears a garment and he feels, I'm smart today, I'm better than others. The minute that thought comes in him, he starts sinking in the ground by Allah Ta'ala. So wear clothes Allah gave you. You are a rich man, wear nice clothes, good clothes, but for Allah's favor. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi explained that. That a woman in a house wearing that old 20-year-old sapats and her clothing also. But when she goes out to a wedding, then see how she dresses up. So why? What is that? She wants to show the people that how I look at. She wants to show that, but in a house she doesn't. If it is the ni'mat of Allah, Allah is everywhere. Allah is at home also. Allah is there at the wedding also. So you will show it, that show the ni'mat which Allah has given you, show it to Allah Ta'ala. So sunnat are all these things also. Not only a few sunnats here and there, but try and bring gradually one sunnat. MashaAllah, we were leaving Dr. Ismail's place. He was trying. Immediately, Bismillah came from his mouth. Which I saw many places in the world. And that the person, or he sits in the car, seatbelt first. Next, cell phone. No dua, no Bismillah. And generally, that is, either you make a call, or you receive the call, now you have to answer it. But immediately, one call, two calls, just on the cell phone, just putting the seatbelt, that is right, no problem with that. But the dua, just at least Bismillah, that is also not with us. InshaAllah, MashaAllah. Really, many of us will think, well, these are small things, man. But wallah, I tell you, look after the pence and the pounds will look after themselves. Look after the seconds and the years will look after themselves. Many of us, we're just letting time pass like water. And really, this is also a thing. Time is one of the greatest ni'mats, amanats which Allah has given us. How much of our time is just being wasted? We're doing nothing. How much of our time we are filling it with haram in our life? Eh? A person, the example of this is, from the time you are born, you're the engine of the train. The engine of your train is moving. And if you're going to be 60 years, 60 coaches are on that train now. And then each coach has got 30 days to compartments. Each day has got another 24 compartments. Each compartment has got another 60 minutes, another 60 seconds, and the train is moving. You are standing on the platform. And you have to see what you are filling in this train. Are your compartments going empty and the train is moving? Continuously it is moving. Or are you filling? And are you filling namazes? Only the picture of namaz. You are filling artificial roses, not real roses. Or are you filling haram things? Are you putting snakes and scorpions and the fire of Jahannam and the hitting and the smiting of the malaika? Are you filling that in your train? Or are you just letting it go empty? Or are you filling it with dunya? You're just working for dunya. And dunya, whatever you acquired of dunya, before the train goes in the qabr, it will offload all that dunya. But you use that dunya for deen, then it will remain on, it will go in your qabr. But if it is only for dunya's sake, it will be all offloaded. And finally, when your maut come, you'll join the train in the last coach. And you'll go in your qabr, then see, what have I prepared for my akhirat? How, what have I sent? Have I sent something? What have I sent for my qabr? And this is a reality. Dunya is not our object. Dunya is not the reason why Allah has created. Today we as Muslims also, non-Muslims are non-Muslims, animals are animals, but we have also made dunya our object. The education of our children, we're not worried of dini education. dunyawi education we are worried. He must become an engineer, must become a doctor, he must become a attorney, whatever else, dunya's things we are worried about. His lifestyle, we are worried about dunya. His rosy of dunya, we are worried. His qabr, we are not worried. Everything of dunya only we are concerned. This is not the way of a mu'min. That this, in fact, not only that, how many of us haven't made a niyat and we haven't realized why I am here in this dunya? If your father took you to put you to work in somebody's shop, he put you there, father went away. Now you're just standing there, you're just sitting. The boss of the shop will say, what's wrong with you? He'll say, I don't know why I'm here. The father brought you for a purpose that you must start working, find out what job must I do, what must I do. So Allah put us in this world not just for us to pass time, and we are just worried of this dunya and preparing for this dunya is like if there's an earthquake, may Allah protect us. And I see my house is breaking in the earthquake, and while this is happening, I'm repairing my house, I'm working on my house. How dangerous, isn't it? And what you're going to get from that? So realize that this dunya is like an earthquake. It's going to open up and collapse. One day the qabr will be there and you'll go down in your qabr. And all dunya which you made will all collapse. What you made for your akhirah, that will be eternal. So all only for those people who have got liman kana yarju Allah wal yawm al akhir, who Allah is our object. And Allah has put it, what, raja, hope. But it means iman, yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala. And akhirah, those who got that in their mind, then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a perfect example for them. But if you got dunya, then some film star is your perfect example. If you want to become a top politician, I must become like that top politician. And to reach there, all the haram used to do, fraud and lies and deceit and all that, I have to do all that to reach there. If your niyat is to become a top sports player, then you'll follow the path of that person. If your niyat is akhirah, then you know you don't need a bayan also. You yourself will go and look to be successful in my qabr, in my akhirah. What must I do? Who must I follow? Who will be my role model? Who will be my hero in order to reach there? Then you will find it is Muhammad. Allah made his qabr. And this Allah's special favor. Allah said, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. That Allah's Rasul came was a very, very special favor of Allah upon us. But who of us look at it as a favor? Who of us studies a kitab? What was the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who of us studied a kitab on the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That we have marifat of our Rasul, muhabbat of our Rasul. No. So we haven't still made our niyat akhirah. If you want to become a top businessman, one friend of ours, he said, I want to become a businessman like that businessman. I want to be a rich man like him. So that is his object of life. So he will follow in that pattern. So any what we done, so Allah says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any sunnahs, his lifestyle will have a value for that person. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Who has got Allah in his heart. And his akhirat he wants to make. Dunya is temporary. Few days. لُطْفِ دُنْيَا كَهَ كَيْ دِنْ كَهَ. For how long are the enjoyments of this dunya? نَا خُو جَنَّتْ كُو اُنْكَ مَزَيْ كَ لِيَ. Don't forsake your jannat. Don't trade in your jannat in order you take dunya. If somebody goes and trade in his 2014 or 15 advance, he got the car, and he goes and trade it in for a 1980 jalopi. He'll say, this man is mad. What is he doing? So Allah gave us Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Not 2015 and 1980 can compare. What is Jannah? But we are trading it in for this dunya. For this artificial and for this temporary and for this deceitful dunya. Dunya is just a bubble. It will burst any time. Dunya is a deception. Allah Ta'ala Allah who created dunya. Allah says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَعُ الْغُرُورِ. It is only deception. It is deceiving you all the time. So don't trade in for your jannat. Kona jannat ke maze unke liye. Ye kya? A deal to bas phir you. Samaj. A person who did the stupid deal of trading in his jannat for dunya's sake. Then understand what you have done. Nada, tune gul diye tin ke liye. Oh stupid and ignorant person, you gave away roses for thorns. If your little child found your safe open, by mistake you left it, your true child, your old child plays around, and he saw a diamond there, shining, so it appeals to a child. So he took it, and he's playing with it outside on the road. The ice cream vendor is going past selling ice cream. And he saw, oh, this boy got a diamond. And I know this boy doesn't know the value. He tells him, give me that stone. I'll give you one cone ice cream. But big, too much ice cream on top of it. He knows the value of the cone ice cream. He doesn't know that diamond's value. He'll be just too happy to give it. So, but he doesn't know in that diamond, there are how many ice cream factories in that diamond. But he'll give it away for one. So we don't know the value of Jannah. And we are just giving it in for this dunya, for temporary gain, for the fashion of this dunya, for brand names, for lustful desires. And we are giving away our jannat for this dunya. Na kho jannat ke maze unke. E nada, to phir you samaj, to ne nada, gul diye din ke liye. So this akhirat is the reality. But and those who have made this, they will see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam vast and road. Otherwise, science is important, maths is important, business is important. All the things of this dunya are very, very important for us. But a person who has made akhirat his mission, that person will make Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam his object. Tell the lights, I know time is gone now. Giving me a sign that now, Bas Maulana, how much you going to talk now? And now how to bring that in our life? That akhirat is your mission. How to Quran, Allahu Akbar. لِمَنْ كَانِ يَرْجُوا اللَّهُ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرٌ. Make the zikr of Allah. Zikr of Allah, that also, generally we don't make. How many people got objection for zikr? Somebody else makes zikr, their stomach gets sore. They get a headache. An allergy is something, when you take that thing, then it has a negative reaction on you. You are allergic to that thing. But zikr, we are so allergic to zikr, that somebody else is making zikr, we got a big problem with it. Our head starts paining. Our stomach says, why that person is making zikr? We got problem. And Allahu Akbar, there's now not the time to go into detail. But what is the value of zikrullah? Wallah, I say, make your dhikr regularly. Even just the three tasbihs which we are taught in jamaat. Third kalima, durood, sharif, istighfar. And hundred times. Even just read it 33 times. Even just read it 10 times. Wallah, I promise you, you will see the change in your life. But do it. And not for 1-2 days. Regularly. Read 1-2 pages of Quran. Try to read 3-4 pages, etc. This little bit just do. And wallah, zikrullah, it will take you from where to where. Zikr, dhakir ko, maskur tak poncha deta hai. The zikr of Allah takes the one who makes the zikr to the one that you, whose zikr you are making, Allah Ta'ala. You will reach Allah Ta'ala. Zikr is a great, great thing. And then zikr, on your own you can start, but you'll also falter. Become bay'at to a sheikh. And then follow, keep the contact with the sheikh. You want to treat your own disease, you couldn't manage. Now you realize, I have to go to doctor. When you go to doctor, then he'll give you treatment. You must come back after 10 days. Go back after 10 days. He'll tell you, take another blood test. Take your blood test, follow that. Hopefully you will get shifa. So the same way, when you become bad with a sheikh, then keep contact with him also. Follow up, give him a report again. This is happening, this is not happening. I'm feeling like this. That person will go very far. Then Allah Ta'ala says in the other ayat, and I will finish there. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِيهِمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. That in them, in the family of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, and the august master of them, Muhammadur Rasulullah, you have a perfect example. لِمَنْ كَانَ again, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ. For that person, who Allah is his object. And your niyat is akhirah. If you want to become an engineer, and you went and sit in a primary school, where you can become an engineer there, go to the right place. If your niyat is akhirah, then you will go to sunnah. But if your niyat is not akhirah, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life is not important to you. You don't make it your mission and your object. Any person who has made akhirat his mission, then the life of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, each thing of it will have great value in your eyes. So if you have made that, then you have a perfect example. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. And a person who turns away from this, Allah is not in need of you. He is independent. If you don't want to follow his Rasul, he doesn't need you. And he is satuda, full of praises. He is great. So if you want to be proud and think that I don't need all this, yeah, the sunnat kurta and sitting on the floor and eating and doing this and that, Allah is not in need of you. And you can go wherever you want to go. Allah is ghani, mustaghni. Allah is not need of anyone. Realize you are in need of Allah. And Allah's kindness, don't misuse the kindness of Allah. You are going against sunnah, you are living your life against deen. Allah is still feeding you. Allah is still giving you everything. So don't take misuse this, don't abuse it. Don't be under a false notion that Allah is happy with me. The mouse in the house, when it's eating the potatoes and potatoes and tomatoes and everything, then it went more daring and it started eating the scarf of the house lady. So the house lady said, this mouse is now going across the red line. It's going over the limit. Now what does she do? She goes and buys fresh cheddar cheese, or she makes hot ghee rotis, and she puts it on the trap right by the hole of the mouse. Now the mouse thinks, oh, these people are really happy with me. Then they so happy that I was eating the tomatoes. Now I went further, I ate the scarf of the house lady also. Now they're giving me fresh cheddar cheese right at my door. Na'mat al-khair mutarattaba. A na'mat which I didn't dream about. And they're giving me hot ghee roti right here. But when he goes and eat it, the trap comes one time. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When the people forgot, such a way they forgot as though it never existed also. What they were reminded of over and over. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّشِ. We opened the doors of everything for them. They didn't have good health. Wife had this problem, husband had that. Now we gave them good health. They were poor people. They didn't have a bicycle in the house. Now everyone is driving a top motor car. They were poor people. They didn't have a phone. Everyone got two phones in his pocket now. Allah said, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا. Now when they became proud in this, and they forgot also who gave it. You don't acknowledge it from Allah also. That my utitu ala ilmin indi, my knowledge, I achieved this. My hard work, I achieved this. Akhadnahum baghtatan. We come and we catch them suddenly. Faidha hum mublisun. Now they are in a bewilderment. What happened? How did this happen? How did this happen to us suddenly, Allah Ta'ala? And don't think it's not happening. Open any newspaper, listen to any news. The top minister today, and 21 guns salute for him. Tomorrow he's handcuffed and he's being led to the jail. Every day we see this. Corruption cases and all this. And not only for us, see what is happening in Syria. What is happening? Allahu Akbar. It is something to cry about and take a lesson. People who are multi-billionaires, in the morning, at night they are refugees. The husband doesn't know where his wife is, where the children are. And this is now in our time. We used to speak about Maputo, Mozambique, what happened, Lorenzo Marx. We used to speak what happened in Uganda. We used to speak what happened in Burma. This is happening now in front of our eyes. Take a lesson. And don't think it can't happen yet. Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, one of our top politicians here, when on a certain point he did not agree to some big country what they say. They said what happened in Burundi and Rwanda, we will do it in your country. That millions of people who got killed there, they say we will do it here. Shaitan and his allies and his agents are working, and we don't know how they are working. Don't ever of aminu makrallah, are you thinking that these things cannot happen to me? That Allah can do his workings anywhere and all when we disobey Allah. When we break his laws, we haven't made a destination. We haven't punched it in our destination on our GPS where we are going to. We haven't made akhirat our niyat. We haven't made Allah's pleasure our niyat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life is not important to us. Those sunnats are not important. That soccer player is important. That lady with her fashion and style is important. Brand names are important. So may Allah let us understand how important it is that we make zikr of Allah. By that our iman on Allah and akhirat will be made. Then we will follow sunnah. And if we don't want to, Allah has said that if you disobey, فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. He is not in need of anyone. He is full of praises where he is. May Allah bring this reality into us. This is being said in the name of tasawwuf. Not just you become a bayat to a shaykh for formality and for some barakat or something. No, that this reality comes into you. And a person who will do it, Allah will make him shine in this dunya, in the akhirat. What treasure Allah will give in your heart. Wallah, the buzurg say, if the kings have to know what treasure we have got in our heart, they will come with all their armament and all their bombers and jets, but they won't be able to take the treasure which is in the heart. May Allah bless us with that treasure, inshallah.
Announcements, inshallah, this morning will be here. Tomorrow morning after Fajr Salah will be a program also. And then after the Zohar Salah, in Shawl, program will be taking place. And after Asr Salah and Isha Salah, there will be Isra'i Jalza regarding all of these matters regarding our Islam Reformation in the Sanford Masjid in Phoenix. I humbly request all the brothers to participate, and a special da'wah has been given from the Phoenix brothers for all, for one and all to participate. This will be great encouragement to those people who are living in those areas. So they have asked all the brothers to come. Inshallah, next month on the 21st, 22nd and 23rd of Rabiul Akhir, that is 21st, 22nd and 23rd of February, in Azalgarh, the Darul Uloom, we will be having an Isra'i Jalsa. I have a request firstly for all brothers to make dua for the success of this Jalsa, and secondly for one and all to participate, to bring jamaat or groups, and to come for this Jalsa. Inshallah, we will benefit very, very greatly.
And to send the ladies for the ladies' programs. They can follow it on the website.
And
All these programs.
Yeah, all these programs also. There's ladies' programs tomorrow also in Shaul. There will be a ladies' program in the morning. And in the afternoon also there will be a ladies' program. And if not, then on the website, the programs can be heard.
For the ladies. They can see the addresses.
See the addresses are on the website, exactly where the programs will be taking place. And they should try to avail themselves to go to those places, try to listen to the programs and benefit.
There are so many cases where the men are not interested, women become, and they bring the men finally. So send the women, inshallah, they will draw in the men also, inshallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما ابقيتنا وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
The side of the Jamaat of Al-Bargain, the Army requested all the brothers to participate or to partake of the meals to be served after the Isha Salam. The meal will be served downstairs. And inshallah, the Isha Jamaat will be at hand.